Hi, this is Ken Nesbitt with PoetryForKids.com. This poem from my book Revenge of the Lunch Ladies is either a story of a science experiment gone very, very wrong, or it is an elaborate excuse for not turning in your homework, or possibly both. It is also a long way to go for a groaner of an ending, but I had so much fun writing it that I just couldn't help myself. Lastly, this is also a good example of using onomatopoeia, words that sound like the actions they describe, in a poem. Words like burble, slither, and gobble all evoke sounds as well as visual descriptions. I use these intentionally to heighten the sensory impact of the poem and make it more engaging. I hope you enjoy it. Science homework. I hope that you believe me, for I wouldn't tell a lie. I cannot turn my science homework in, and this is why. I messed up the assignment that you gave us yesterday. It burbled from its test tube and went slithering away. It wriggled off the table and it landed with a splat, convulsed across my bedroom floor, and terrorized the cat. It shambled down the staircase with a horrid, glorping noise. It wobbled to the family room and gobbled all my toys. It tumbled to the kitchen and digested every plate. That slimy blob enlarged with every item that it ate. It writhed around the living room, digesting lamps and chairs, then snuck up on our napping dog and caught him unawares. I came to school upset today. My head's in such a fog. But this is my excuse. You see, my homework ate my dog.